Mayor Eric Adams of New York is in some political Heiswasser, as he might say in his fluent artificial intelligence Yiddish. The mayor revealed to City Hall reporters this week that his office has been using artificial intelligence software to make robocalls about city hiring events in Yiddish, Mandarin, and other languages he does not speak, which the mayor freely concedes is just about any language other than English. People stop me on the street all the time and say, "I didn't know you speak Mandarin, you know." But Albert Fox Khan, executive director of the Surveillance Technology Oversight Project, told the AP, "The mayor is making deepfakes of himself. This is deeply unethical, especially on the taxpayer's dime." To which Mayor Adams replies, "I've got to run this city, and I have to be able to speak to people in the languages that they understand, and so do all I can say is ni hao, which is not Chinese for forget about it." There is part of the story which may sound almost innocently hilarious. An American politician uses AI to try to make themselves seem even more of a person of the people in a great and diverse city where the people speak in hundreds of languages, from Albanian and Bengali to Tagalog and Yiddish. But there may be a more critical concern for the future. AP reports that Spotify already has an AI feature that can translate a podcast into different languages in the voice of the original podcaster. And there's a company called 11 Labs that says it can convert what it calls spoken content, like, say, this very show, into another language, but duplicating the voice of the original speaker. Hey, like Drek, as I might be made to say in Yiddish. I am sure AI companies will insist, won't that just make more information available to more people? And I am dazzled by the thought of entertaining people in Danish. Dette weekend undgaven, jeg Scott Simon. However, "Yeah, but I saw" and "Yeah, but I heard" have already become claims of credibility in our information-saturated times. Mayor Adams' voice making robocalls in fluent Mandarin may seem more absurd than harmful, but imagine the real damage that could be done if various operatives begin to use artificial intelligence and deepfake technology to make politicians and public figures seem to say, in voices well known and familiar to us, things that they never really said in any language. In fact, can any of us be utterly sure that somewhere online it's not happening already?